Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, he is Josh Edwards, an NFL draft writer for CBS Sports, and he joins us now. Josh, how's it going?
Going pretty well. Everybody wants to talk about the Browns recently. I can't figure out why. I mean, it's not like they've been making headlines here the last couple of days. So excited to talk to you guys a little bit more about what's been happening.
Yeah, you know, just quiet times. I mean, Kenny Pickett, Myles Garrett, no names that anybody really cares about, right? It's just nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. Just stockpiling former Steelers first round picks, just business as usual.
It's a good place to be. But let's start with Kenny Pickett. In terms of the draft for the Browns, is Kenny Pickett a move that changes anything with what the Browns are going to do at the number two pick as it relates to a quarterback?
No, not at all, in my opinion. I think, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you have to stick with your convictions at the position, whether that is good or bad. You know, I don't know if they have a preference between Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, or if Ward is off the board, if they're more comfortable just waiting until that second group of quarterbacks potentially on day two. I don't really know what the considerations are for them at this point, but I don't think Pickett changes the equation at all. I still think they would like to add a veteran quarterback to the room. And then I still think at some points, whether that's day one or day two, they'll still probably take a rookie quarterback.
Is there anything, Kenny Pickett-wise, did they do anything for you as a potential starter for a team, even if he had to step in at the beginning of the year or had to step in towards the end of the year and play multiple games? Does he have it in him from when he was a first-round pick to now, or is he more so now slotted into NFL backup territory?
I think he's more of a backup that could excel in the right situation, give them a couple of wins, you know, if he were to play for an extended period of time. Just going back to that draft process, I didn't have a first-round grade on him. I thought he was more of a day-two type of player. But what we know from Kevin Stefanski, he wants somebody that's going to be able to play on time, play in rhythm, get the ball quickly. And that is something that they did not have last year, to be frank with you. They weren't able to push the ball downfield. You know, with Deshaun Watson, he just wasn't willing to take those chances. So I think if he can at least play on time and give them a little bit of rhythm in the short to intermediate, you know, that'll give him some competent quarterback play. But at the end of the day, I don't think he has the high-end traits that's going to make this a long-term fit for the Browns.
I guess something that popped up, obviously, as you talk about Kenny Pickett, it's the first thing that always pops up, hand size. Is that something that legitimately in your eyes changes how you would feel about a quarterback between a guy who has a large hand size, a small hand size, and their ability to play quarterback in the NFL?
I think it depends on the player. Generally speaking, yes, I would say that it does impact how I view a player a little bit. But when you have a track record of playing in kind of inclement weather, the way that Pickett has, going back to his days at Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, and then, of course, with the Steelers, we've seen him play through that a little bit. So I'm a little less concerned with him just because he does have some comfort in that situation. But for some players, let's say you're primarily accustomed to playing in a warm climate, all of a sudden you start throwing in all these different variables, you know, about the difference in weather and, you know, the time of year that you're playing in the AFC North, all of this physicality. Once you have, you know, the small hands on top of that, I think is where it starts kind of changing the narrative a little bit. But I'm a little less concerned with Pickett just because he's kind of already shown that he can handle it, you know, in this area of the country.
Josh, last question I'll ask you about Kenny Pickett. Would you ever trust a quarterback that wears two gloves?
No. No, personally.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. We're on the same page. I just want to make sure we were in sync. Two glove quarterbacks, I'm out immediately. You can wear one, yeah. That's fine. Can't be the two.
No, it's a weird aesthetic. I think Teddy Bridgewater did that at one point too, and you know it worked for him. So I guess there is a track record of it possibly being successful, but you know, just own personal preferences. I would prefer my quarterback not to have to wear two gloves. But hey, that's just me.
I will talk to you about another quarterback though, Josh. A lot of rumors floating around right now with the Browns potentially going after Kirk Cousins. Obviously, sort of in a wait-and-see mode with what Atlanta decides to do. Would you be more or less confident in the Browns taking a quarterback at the start of the draft if they were to go out and get Kirk, or does it just not change it at all?
Yeah, I don't think it changes it at all. I think they're going to take a player at the top of the first round if they feel convicted about that player. If they don't, I think they're more than comfortable waiting for that day two group, whether or not it's Jackson Dart from Ole Miss or whether it's Jalen Milroe from Alabama. You know, I don't know that the gap between Shedeur Sanders and that group is as big as what it has been made out to be at certain points in the draft process. So I think that they would probably lean towards Ward and then be comfortable waiting until, you know, late first round, potentially early second round, to address the quarterback situation if it came to it. But even if you bring in Cousins, I still think that that is a short-term answer at a much longer-term view of the quarterback situation in Cleveland. I think they need to figure that situation out. You know, Myles Garrett certainly did not come back because he feels that Kirk Cousins or Kenny Pickett would be the long-term answer at quarterback in Cleveland. So I still think you have to figure that out regardless of whether or not you are ultimately able to get Kirk Cousins.
Josh Edwards, NFL draft writer for CBS Sports, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If you were taking a quarterback at the top of this draft and you had to have a veteran in front of him to sort of mentor him through his way if he's not going to start right away, out of these three options, who would you rather have between Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers?
I think it would have to be Kirk Cousins. He's kind of found himself in that situation already with Michael Penix Jr. this past season. I know it wasn't necessarily something that he signed up for. I think he said as much when he joined the Falcons or after Penix was drafted, rather. But I like that fit better than I would a Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, just because I've always gotten the impression that they are a little bit more, you know, interested in just kind of pushing forward their own narrative. Specifically with Rodgers, you know, dating back to his time in Green Bay, he was obviously very frustrated when they took Jordan Love in the first round. So I don't think that he longs for the days of that happening again. Russell Wilson probably in the middle. So I'd probably go Cousins, then Wilson, then Rodgers. But I think Cousins, just his demeanor, his professionalism, his background with Kevin Stefanski, is ultimately why I would favor him in that situation.
I would probably tend to agree. As we look at this quarterback class, Josh, you and I haven't spoken since the combine, so I do have to just throw it out to you and sort of ask the question where you stand right now with this quarterback class, specifically as it relates to Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders near the top.
Yeah, it hasn't changed too much for me. Cam Ward has been and still is quarterback one for me in this draft class. I just think he offers you a little bit more upside, a little bit more playmaking ability. I think the gap to Shedeur Sanders, at least for me personally, I have a day two grade on him. So honestly, not that different from where I had Kenny Pickett at the time. And that may prove to be incorrect, of course, but just as we sit here today, that's kind of how I view him, just the way this past season has played out. I do think the criticism of him has been a little bit unfair in the way that he carries himself. He's obviously a very confident quarterback, but, you know, just listening to him at the combine and seeing him kind of work the room a little bit, I never got the sense that it was overly arrogant or would become an issue for his teammates and the people that were around him. So if they ultimately went in that direction, I think that they would be fine for that. But, you know, just in the grand scheme of things, I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe Tennessee just stays put at number one and actually takes Cam Ward, which then puts a very interesting curveball on the draft because you've got the Browns and you've got the Giants sitting there with needs at the quarterback position as well. So do either of them get desperate, or do we truly see Sanders fall down a little bit farther than maybe people had expected a month or two ago?
Would either of those two quarterbacks for you be worthy of a day one start? They walk into the building and are immediately QB1 for their team, Cam Ward or Shador?
I think Ward could. And to be honest with you, both of those quarterbacks have shown that they can go into new situations and make the most of it. You know, Shador going from Jackson State to Colorado, there was some questions about whether or not he could handle that leap in competition, and he did that with ease. They got better both the years that he was there. Cam Ward, similar conversation. He went from Incarnate Word to Washington State and then now at Miami. He's elevated each of those programs along the way. Miami, you know, they've struggled in recent history, but he was able to bring them some big victories this past season and kind of help them have an eye towards the future a little bit. So I think both of them have shown a capability of uplifting the players around them and making the most of their environments. But for me personally, I think Ward is better suited to handle that transition because he has a little bit more mobility than Sanders does at this point in time. So that gives you a little bit more time to figure out the passing part of the game. You know, as you try to learn how to read out defenses and learn the speed of the game and everything that comes with being a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Again, Josh Edwards, CBS Sports, with us on the hotline. More general draft question for you. As we look at the first round of this quarterback class, what would you put the odds of the fact of potentially getting three quarterbacks to go in the first round?
It's a weird conversation because at one point I would have taken the under on 2.5. You know, that's going to be the popular number, I think, because most people have assumed Cam Ward, Shador Sanders would be guaranteed locks, and then whether or not Jackson Dart or another quarterback is going to get in there in the first round. And I would have said no. I thought it was more likely that only two quarterbacks went in the first round. But now that I've kind of seen this offseason play out, I do wonder if the possibility exists that we see three quarterbacks in the first round because, you know, the Giants are still very desperate for a long-term answer at the position. The same is true of Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And you know how it gets on draft night. Once you start getting a little bit anxious about whether or not your guy is going to fall to you or be available, teams get a little bit desperate and they make moves that, you know, maybe they regret in hindsight. So I'm starting to think that just the way that this offseason has played out, and maybe this changes over the next couple of weeks as we see how the quarterback, you know, carousel kind of stops. But I think that there's a chance that we see three quarterbacks taken in the first round now.
I would then I'll one-up that question once again to you, Josh. Any shot that you would potentially, with all of the teams you just named, even get four quarterbacks in the first round, maybe a Jackson Dart and a Jalen Milroe slipping their way in?
I don't think so. Okay. Jalen Milroe, I do think he showed improvement from his season to the NFL Combine, just in his footwork and being able to, you know, project his passing capabilities forward a little bit. But I still have some lingering questions about whether or not that's something that can be sustained, or if that was kind of a flash in the pan. And I'm sure teams are kind of dying to get him in the building to learn for themselves if he truly is making those, you know, improvements upon his own game.
The other thing that's been sort of floated around Cleveland has been the idea that the Browns should go through and actually take two quarterbacks within this class, one at the top of the draft and then one farther down in the draft, similar to, I think, like a Patriots idea of a Drake May and a Joe Milton. What are your thoughts on that process generally for his a team looking for a quarterback to take two stabs at it, and I guess throw a name in there that you like late in the draft for a quarterback?
I think Joe Milton was a unique situation because of how athletically gifted that he is. You know, it's kind of cliche, but it's almost, you know, like taking a lottery ticket because he does have this massive arm. He has this massive frame to the point where you're just kind of intrigued to see if you can develop it a little bit farther. So I think that was a little bit of a unique situation. You've only got so many spots that you could fill on your roster. So I don't know if the talent, the day three talent would be there for Cleveland to do that unless they took like a Jalen Milroe on day two, then maybe they come back and take somebody that, you know, could be a little bit more comfortable playing early. And in that situation, somebody like Graham Mertz from Florida or Seth Hennigan from Memphis, you know, could be part of that equation. But I still think that they would probably only take one quarterback just because it feels like they're going to take two veterans during the offseason. So it would be pretty tight on the numbers, I think, at that point if they were to take two rookie quarterbacks.
We obviously know Browns making headlines. We started the interview. Myles Garrett back in Cleveland after the entire debacle that went down. A lot that we could ask from that, but I'll stick to the draft side of it. Is Abdul Carter's chances of being a Cleveland Brown skewed or changed at all by Myles Garrett being added back to Cleveland?
I don't think it changes it. I think that Carter has been an intriguing fit for the Browns, whether or not Myles was there. And I was always under the assumption that he would be back. And yet I've been intrigued by the possibility of Carter and Myles Garrett playing together because this Browns roster is going to have their deficiencies. There's no way around it. But if you have a couple of players that are capable of applying a pass rush the way that Carter has shown he was able to do at Penn State and obviously how Myles has shown over the course of his career, I think that takes a lot of the pressure off of some of the other aspects of your roster. And it's always good to have an ace in your hand. So if your pass rush is something that can win you football games while you figure out the rest of your roster, I think that's an ideal situation because teams are you'd be very hard-pressed to find two competent pass rushers of that quality, and I think the Browns would be lucky to have them. So if that's a scenario that plays out, if Cam Ward goes number one overall and Cleveland's left sitting there at number two overall, I think you know, Abdul Carter would be a home run and one that they wouldn't really have to think about very long.
All right, Josh, I'll get you out of here with this. Right now, your best guess for the Browns at number two, what they do with the pick?
I would have to say Abdul Carter. You know, again, I just think that things seem to be moving in a direction where Tennessee is more likely to take a quarterback number one overall, or potentially be more intrigued by what the Giants can offer from number three overall to move up the board than what they would potentially get from the Browns. So I tend to think that Cam Ward will go number one overall, whether it's the Titans or the Giants, and then Cleveland will be sitting there at number two overall, and I happen to think that Abdul Carter is probably high on their board. So I would go in that direction, I think, if I were the Browns.
All right, Josh, always good to hear from you. Look forward to seeing some more of your work on CBS and hopefully talking soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
It feels like I'm fighting an uphill battle at this point. So, yeah, I can't be too mad. It is sort of the overarching thoughts, but really good stuff out of Josh as a whole. I think, reaffirmed ideas as Browns fans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And from listening to that interview, Kenny Pickett's not going to be your starter more likely than not. Kirk Cousins feels like the next best veteran option if he comes available. But also just a couple of really good things. I think about where the Browns stand as a quarterback and where they need to go as well and where they can go in this draft and sort of the way things have shifted since the Browns have started this free agency period, which is not much. You're in a very similar spot to where you were before. I do like, though, the answer that Josh gave sort of on just where the Browns go next right at the end of the interview. Essentially, it was if Cam Ward's off the board, don't move. Sit right there. Take Abdul Carter. It's a home run swing. You'll be perfectly fine. You'll have Miles alongside Abdul. You'll have a good defense, and you can find something maybe on day two. I do think that's an interesting spot for the Browns to be because if you don't believe in any of the day two picks, you're then left with just a veteran quarterback. It's the only thing at that point that you really care about and think that whoever you bring in is in some way an answer for this team, right? For an entire season. You're not going to be clamoring probably to try to shift to, I think, almost anybody you take in the second round, unless Shador really did fall that low. But I would have a very hard time believing that you end up all the way down there and drafted at 33, you end up with the quarterback, and you go, yeah, I'd love to start this guy. This is a guy that we're going to have starting 5 weeks into the season, 6 weeks into the season. Not in this kind of quarterback class. I would highly doubt it. So that's where I ask you at 216-474-0092. Are you confident if the Browns decided that they would stop at just getting a veteran quarterback, whoever it may be? Throw out the idea of knowing who it is, but just the fact that the Browns could go into 2026 and not have an answer. Because I think right now as you stand, a short-term solution doesn't really get you anywhere. I mean, we had talk on the station earlier today, at least briefly, about where you stand on the Browns, and people sort of starting to look ahead for the Browns straight to 2026, and that be the season you're excited for, and 2025 is going to be known as this transition period where you don't know exactly what you're getting from the team, but you know it's not going to be great. You're going to be short of any kind of Super Bowl contention, potentially any kind of playoff contention, and you could fall short. It's just, hey, well, we know that it's going to take one extra year for some money to free up, for things to sort of fall our way maybe. Just get me to 26. Get me to 26 where I have a better feeling on where a lot of these pieces are going to be. I'm very much in the opposite boat, where I think 2025 is actually a great place to be for the Browns, and we have a lot to figure out. This is going to be, while maybe not the most fun season in terms of the result that you get, but it might be an interesting sort of feeling and just seeing where guys develop and what pieces are available and what these pieces can turn into. The Browns have a ton of draft picks. You got to have something to look forward to. But with that being said, I don't know how much confidence I can legitimately have in the Browns not going and getting a future answer, or at least a potential future answer at quarterback. And one that you feel relatively good at. I'm not talking about I'm trying to hit a home run with a P, okay? Like, I'm trying to very much so drive a baseball out of here and be pitched a decent ball, okay? Home run derby style. I want a little toss-up of a chance at a home run, whether it's Cam Ward, Shador Sanders. I mean, if you really fell in love with Jackson Dart, I might buy into it. But I need a legitimate swing. Not, well, maybe Kyle McCord can be something. No, I think I'll try something else out then. I don't think that's where I want the Browns to be. A veteran quarterback for me is not enough, because every veteran that we've looked at that could potentially be playing for this team, you just shouldn't be overly confident in. I might believe in them to get me six games. Heck, I might believe in them to get me through an entire season next year if I have to, right? I think a Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers, maybe even a Russell Wilson, could get you through the entirety of a season and have you going, that wasn't that bad. But I also don't think that's good enough and just to say, hey, well, now we'll look for a quarterback in 2027. I don't think you can just wait around for that. I think Browns fans are going to be clamoring for something different to be happening really fast. And the Browns themselves, the front office, is sitting here waiting for something to happen. Is sitting here trying to get back into the mix, back into the fold. And you just don't do that with a Kirk Cousins. You just don't do that with a Russell Wilson. It's just not enough to me. So again, I ask you, 216-474-0092, can the Browns afford to stop at a veteran quarterback? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Jim in Lyndhurst. Jim, can they afford not to take a quarterback in this draft?
No, absolutely not. They have to get a quarterback at two, either Sanders or the other guy. They have to. Here's what it is. If they got Cousins, that Cousins wouldn't want them to get a quarterback, would dissuade them from getting a young quarterback at two. I don't even want Cousins if that's how he thinks. You have to have competition. It's healthy.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know that he's really shying away from. Like, I think that's sort of where the scenario is drawn back and forth, because obviously he was kind of blindsided in Atlanta. They were handing him a large contract and then going, yeah, you're going to be the starter, and then they draft Michael Penix. And even then, I thought he handled the situation well. I would imagine that if the Browns brought him in, it wouldn't be, hey, Kirk, you're going to be our guy for the next 4 years, and oh, by the way, we end up drafting someone. I would imagine, again, it's kind of sold to him as...
The guy on your station earlier said that Cousins wouldn't want them, would dissuade them from picking a guy at a quarterback at two. He wants the job himself.
I would imagine he'd want it. I don't know if that's if anybody on the market right now is handing that to him, though.
I think they have to get a young quarterback. It's a must. They're not going to be there again, and they might not even be able to get Cousins, because Atlanta's, you got to have nerves of steel. They're going to have to wait a month to get Cousins, and everybody else will be gone.
Yeah, I
would get Flacco. I would get Flacco and then just pick the guy at two, the quarterback.
I appreciate the call, Jim. I think to some degree, we'll find out very quickly what the Falcons plan to do. They're going to eat the extra $10 million and pay Kirk the extra money. We'll figure that out on Monday. If they do, yeah, you're talking about nerves of steel. I'm sure Flacco, if that's the option you want to go to, it's not my personal option, it'll probably be available. I would imagine when the time rolls around, he'll still be sitting there without a job. I don't know. Let's squeeze another one in. Bert is in Columbus. Can the Browns afford to stop at a veteran quarterback, Bert?
No, I don't think they can. If you were to get Cousins, or even if you did bring Flacco in, a day two quarterback, if you can find one that plays similar to them and has similar strengths as they do, you know, like Flacco being also long ball, guys that have done good in Stefanski's offense, those two could help a second day or, you know, second day quarterback, you know, be more successful in that offense. And the other point I wanted to bring up is, if for some reason Tennessee takes Abdul Carter, why is nobody talking about possibly taking Travis Hunter? Because he can play both sides of the ball. We're not exactly blowing the NFL away with wide receiver, and our defense on the back end has some weaknesses. You know, Newsom gets beat pretty often. So, I mean, that's a guy that can play both sides.
Yeah. And, Bert, I appreciate the call. We're up against it. I mean, I think Travis Hunter is an option. I've previously thrown out the idea that I think Travis Hunter is going to be a really good piece, but a piece that's going to have to figure out where he sort of fits in the NFL, that balance, that combination. And I don't know that the Browns are sitting around with the possibility of sort of hearing that out and waiting for that entire thing to play out. They're not even in win now mode, but flip it around now mode. I don't know if Travis Hunter's fully settled into his role within the first 2 years of his career. I think that's, if you're in a full rebuild, like if you're Tennessee right now, or you're, like, even if you're Jacksonville or New England, you got a kind of a couple of years to figure it out. You have a grace period. And I think that's sort of the freedom they sit on. 216-474-0092. I want to get into Kirk Cousins and his potential as a Cleveland Brown, as well as the quarterback big board. Sean, Larry, I see you guys on the line. We'll get to here coming up in about 5 minutes. Hey, it's Jake Volnick with you guys here on The Fan. Cavs entering the fourth quarter. We'll react to them when they wrap up. As well, asking you at 216-474-0092. I mean, as you look at Kirk Cousins, is it good enough to keep the Browns afloat next year? It seems like right now, your most likely option is to be Kirk Cousins, and realistically, that's where you're going to end up. I don't think it's terrible. I mean, he's one of the quarterbacks that we point to as one of the bigger options. He's currently sitting at number 9 on my quarterback big board, which, by the way, coming up later this segment, Browns quarterback big board, we'll get to that. And it'll be the last one, the very last Browns quarterback big board that we do with the addition of Cooper Rush today. What a guy to finish it off. What a guy to finally close things out. But I think if you look at where Kirk Cousins is, yeah, there's a little skepticism there. There's some questions about how well he'll play down the stretch. He obviously brought up the idea that, hey, I was injured at the end of last year. The Falcons said, news to us. He didn't tell us that you were injured when you decided to throw 9 interceptions and 1 touchdown down the final 5 games of your season before we sat you down. I don't know how much I believe in it, but I do know that even as I looked at Kirk last year, a guy who led the NFL in interceptions, didn't particularly play all that well by that standard. I also know that you got a few really good weeks out of Kirk. You got actually a pretty good stretch of games before he ended up getting sat, where you looked at it and you said, okay, wait, Kirk actually had a decent year. He threw for 3,500 yards, 18 touchdowns. I told you towards the end of the year, things really went off the rails. I mean, he went, 4 straight weeks without a touchdown, and then eventually finally threw one against Las Vegas. But before that, he had played so incredibly well that it was mind-boggling. The sort of switch that was flipped in his season. Like, he put together a good stretch of games to the point where you were saying, well, Kirk sort of just bounced back from his injury, no problem. 9 games of really good football, and then all of a sudden.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sudden, that was all gone. And I just can't. There's recency bias, I think, in a lot of the way that people look at Kirk Cousins when they throw a negative thing on it, right? The last five games that you watched, and I'm not saying it's awful recency bias either. Like, I understand where you're coming from. But I do think there is some recency bias of saying the last 5 weeks that I watched were so incredibly bad that I can't get it out of my mind, compared to, hey, he put up a sample size of 9 really good weeks of football. He was one of the seldom quarterbacks to throw for 500 yards in a game last year. It's not like he's a bum that you're pulling off the street. It's not like you look at him and you say, hey, this guy, Kenny Pickett, really, what's the difference? No, Kirk Cousins is a massive upgrade over having Kenny Pickett in your room. I think he's a massive upgrade over having somebody like Russell Wilson in the room, or somebody like even Aaron Rodgers, at least from a mentality standpoint. I'd much rather have Kirk, even from a gameplay standpoint. The Falcons were still winning games last year. Again, bad stretch of football. They stopped winning games. But in its totality, they had a decent season. And for a majority, a lot of that under Kirk before the bad stretch. You eliminate that and take it into consideration, maybe he was hurt. I think you're just banking, if you're the Browns, that those 9 games he played were much more of what you expect to see out of Kirk Cousins, who was an almost MVP caliber quarterback, at least a candidate, the last time that we saw him healthy. I don't know that I'm looking at a 37-year-old coming now a year removed from an Achilles tear and saying MVP, but I'm saying I think he could at least be a decent quarterback. He could step in and play just fine. And he's going to, you know, he can fit the Kevin Stefanski system. There's no question about that. Kirk, though, he's an interesting choice. Again, I don't know how much stock I put in it. 216-474-0092. Is Kirk Cousins enough to keep the Browns afloat next year? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Larry is in Strongsville. What's going on, Larry?
I don't think Kirk Cousins, you bring over Kirk Cousins, the Browns let up 41 sacks last year, right? The Falcons let up 49. He's coming over to a situation that's more or less worse. It's definitely worse. And I just see it playing out. I don't think he could go on that 3-game stretch where he plays great. I think it could be a 7-game stretch of no touchdowns and just cycling through quarterbacks again.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it to a degree, Larry, and I appreciate the call. I think that, again, I'm not just throwing out the last 5 games. I'm not saying that Kirk is some elite quarterback, but I do think that there's some respect to be put there. It's a guy who, again, he's so ingrained in the Kevin Stefanski system, has been there, has done that. You have to have a little bit of respect for a guy who succeeded in it and is now, yes, sitting at 37, yes, he's played his worst stretch of football in his career, probably within the most recent games that he's played. But you even look at last year as a whole, 18 touchdowns, 16 picks. That's better than years Kenny Pickett's been putting in. I'd much rather have Kirk Cousins' year than a Kenny Pickett season. I'd much rather have Kirk's year than probably a good chunk of the quarterbacks that are in consideration right now to play. Like, as somebody who's high on Daniel Jones, from a resume perspective, I'd rather have Kirk. There's no doubt about it. Let's go back out to the phones. Sean is in Houston. Sean, what's going on?
What's going on? Like, I'm looking at the draft this year, and I don't, like, nobody knows if Shedeur Sanders is going to be good. So at this point, I kind of agree with you. Like, take Carter, put him with Garrett, get maybe a third or fourth. We have four picks in the top 104 picks. Mm-hmm. If we want to get a future backup or potential starter, you can. But why not draft guys that we know are going to be starters? We're great at drafting, you know, like the guys in the trenches. Draft that. And then, like, next year, we're not going to win the Super Bowl next year, or, like, even this year. We know that. So there's 4 to 5 first-round quarterbacks next year. Let's stack the team, build it up, and go through this year with Kirk Cousins or somebody and say, let's just maybe we fall into a playoff randomly. Worst case is we draft our future quarterback, and now we have 4 to 5 starters that we just drafted on low salary cap, built up around them so we can come in and say, oh, this is a good team, instead of forcing some guy that nobody's agreed on to go into a situation where we say we hope. It just doesn't make sense. I'm tired of it. Let's build the defense, build the O-line, and then go into next year and say we will draft the quarterback at all costs. It doesn't make sense.
I like it, Sean. I appreciate the call. I think to some point, yes, you could look to do that, but I think you're also looking then at a quarterback later in that draft. I don't think it's far-fetched to sit here and throw out the idea of just go through and having Kenny Pickett as your backup, having Kirk potentially as your starter, or another one of these veteran quarterbacks. Okay, if things fall off the rails, it's the exact same thing. I go to Kenny and I say, all right, I basically need you to start a handful of games. Show me what you got. And then you can turn to a quarterback next year, but you better be darn sure that there's going to be a quarterback late in the first round or midway through the first round that you really like, or you need to be confident that there's going to be a way that you can jump earlier on into that first round to take a quarterback you do like. A lot of risk involved. Speaking of quarterbacks, the very final edition of a Browns quarterback big board. Let's get to it.
Who could the Browns turn to at quarterback next season?
I don't know.
To find out, let's consult the Browns quarterback big board.
The last quarterback being added to the list is none other than Cowboys backup quarterback Cooper Rush. I mean, a little anticlimactic of a finale, I'll be honest. A little disappointing. But we have gotten to the point where a lot of these quarterbacks are now being signed. We've gotten to a few logos being added in behind these players where you can always check it out at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake. You can check that out. Cooper Rush is an interesting name. I think probably an underrated backup quarterback right now. You saw him start last year as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Put together an okay season, right? Completed 61% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 5 picks. It's just a lot of losses mixed in there, especially early in the year. He turned things around towards the back end and won a lot of those winnable games where you took down a Carolina, you took down a New York, even were managing to take down the Commanders. I think there's a little something there, but not a lot. Right? Cooper Rush is not going to be the guy that that moves the needle for me. He's going to be towards the bottom end of the quarterbacks that you're looking at. Cooper Rush is an overall pretty disappointment of a quarterback right now, and I think just by name value and how long you've seen and heard his name in the NFL, you'd probably be guessing, nah, Cooper Rush is probably, what, 27, 28, maybe? Cooper Rush is 31 years old. And by the time the season rolls around, he'll be 32 years old very early into it. It's not exactly the guy that I'm looking to do something incredible. If I was looking for a solid backup quarterback, just get me someone that I know if things go wrong, he can keep the ship moving and try to get to like a 50-50 type record, right? If I can go 500 under a quarterback, Cooper Rush might be that guy. The Browns have already gotten their backup quarterback. They know the kind of backup they wanted, which is your reclamation project. Try to get somebody in there that has potential to break onto the scene if he gets the opportunity. And that's great. It's not going to be Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is the final addition to the Browns quarterback big board, where he falls at 32. 32nd for the former and potentially still Dallas Cowboys backup, as he's a free agent. And with that, the entire Browns quarterback big board is complete. You can check it out at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C Jake. 36 quarterbacks down is a long journey. We got through it all. It was a lot of fun and a lot of names that maybe we didn't expect to see on here that we ended up seeing. including Kenny Pickett, who I had to put a Browns logo behind yesterday. Maybe a bad move by me. I'll continue to update it. You continue to check it out on X. As more quarterbacks get added in, you'll see the one signed today. I'll continue to update it, maybe throw it on there every once in a while, just so you can check it out. So make sure you drop a follow there. Again, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, though, as we typically do at 9 o'clock, we'll get to Get a Grip, and then we'll react to the Cavs once they wrap up. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.